greetings to you once again, my brothers, my sisters. In the name of the Most High, I greet you once in and through all that we face in such a time as this, doing what we're doing, being who we are, and seeing things for what they truly are. You know, it's been a little bit. I'm still getting my voice back. I lost my voice for the better part of, a week and a half, a week and change. If you guys were on the year one show, I couldn't talk much at all. Still coming back. Strange things, unexplainable, strange times. But, hey, maybe you like the new voice, the new sound. You know what? No matter what goes on, we continue. We press through. We overcome. We win. They lose. Never forget that. We win. They lose. Why do they lose? Because they're on the wrong side, for one. Two, the truth will always remain true. When you're a lie and you're part of the lie will eventually fall apart to the truth. It can't last. It cannot last. It cannot make it through. They have their window. They have their time. But you know what's interesting right now with all that's going on in the world? They really have overplayed their hand, these worlders, in trying to push through their agenda. I mean, everybody sees it now. There's no justification. There's no moral high ground. There's no rational reasoning. All they've got right now is censorship, attempted brute force, resource confiscation, whatever it is that they can do to try to bribe you and bribe you with what, shakes and fries, concert tickets, whatever. What do you want? First they try with the honey, and then afterwards they try it with the all-out force and the threats. You're going to not be part of the club. I don't want to be in your club. And anybody with any logic and any sense doesn't want to be in your club. Next. I don't want to be part of your system. Not interested. Don't want it. Not afraid of your boogeyman. Next. Next. Can we go on to the next thing? No, we can't. Oh, why can't we? Because, they're just going to keep that narrative in front of you. Do you want green eggs and ham now? How about now? Would you like green eggs and ham? How about here? How about there? When would you have your green eggs and ham? I don't want it. I don't want it. I am not interested. Next. Next. Can we move on? No, we can't. Why can't we? Because everything that they are is wrapped up in this agenda being accomplished. So that's why they will not let people move on from this subject. That's why this is the only news. Nobody's talking about who's dying of leprosy or dengue fever or starved to death because of the forced and man-made shortages and problems. Nobody's talking about any of that. Why is that? Because it's not part of the agenda. And it's not just that wealthy people don't starve to death and starvation is a poor man's problem. It's not just that. It's that this whole push is part of a much bigger plot, plan, scheme that they have to get through. They have to. Because if, and I'm going to add this in, and when the people realize what has happened, every one of these guys has been part of this, is going to have to go into hiding because people are going to be looking for them. When they realize that they've been damaged and destroyed and their businesses have gone under, their health has been compromised, their children have been traumatized, all the horrible things that have happened over an agenda, not a virus, an agenda. You know what the game has been for them? is to reach what you call critical mass. The game has been critical mass. They need to reach a certain number of people so that the people that are not part of the agenda are inconsequential, that they've got the bulk that they need to be able to carry out their what they've got in mind. So the way that that works is they've got to hit a certain number. And if they can't hit that number, then the whole thing falls apart. And that's why they're freaking out right now, because it doesn't look like they're going to be able to get there. That's why they're trying everything. Now, in Sri Lanka, where, up until maybe two broadcasts ago I was broadcasting from, there, mind you, what they've ended up doing has been, now they're literally going door to door, house to house, and the cops are pulling people out of their houses and force injecting them with the man-made poison death shots. Not a vaccine, hello? Where's your 10 years of data? Where's your 10 years of testing? We already had plenty of issues with the regular vaccine before all of this, all these other ones. But this new experimental death shot, experimental jab, techno jab, you have no science. You don't have the data to talk about safety and efficacy. You don't. Because time, I don't care how much money you throw at it, you need time. Now, this is where if I was talking to logical people, which I'm not, because I'm talking to people that are not thinking about this kind of stuff in any kind of logic, in any kind of reason, unfortunately, because if we could use reason, if we could use logic, we would come to some great conclusions, and probably a lot of lives would have been spared. But that's been denied us. They denied that by shutting down the discourse, shutting down the conversation, because they couldn't win the conversation, so they just worked to shut it down. And anybody that had a platform that was big enough to speak what needed to be said, those people then, their credibility was attacked, their online personas were marginalized, so that people, when they did go and look, because if somebody said something, they're like, okay, I wonder what this person said. When people went to actually look, then their credibility was smeared and slandered, so confirmation bias kicks in. They say, oh, okay, well, I don't need to listen to that person. I don't need to listen to him. Even though he invented the mRNA technology, I don't need to listen to him. Even though he's the vice president of Pfizer, the company making the shot, I don't need to listen to him. Even though this is somebody that's treated 6,000 patients successfully and people don't die, I don't need to listen to him. I'm just going through different people in their background that are people that have been destroyed, people in far more credible positions and histories and track records than the ones making the decisions and the choices. Who are the ones giving you your healthcare choices right now and decisions? News pundits and journalists, politicians that are so compromised. Yeah, I can't imagine a politician that would ever do anything shady. I can't imagine a politician who wouldn't, who's above reproach, not open to questionable actions. No way, no chance. You see what I'm saying? Anyways, in this whole process, this whole set of decision making, here we are. Okay, now that we're here, how now will you and I continue forward? Well, all right, let's go back to the instructions. Save America, change the world. Save America, change the world. You know what? We wouldn't have gotten it if it wasn't possible. We wouldn't have gotten that word and that instruction if it was not something that was to be done. Meaning that everything necessary to do that is and is going to be part of our experience and possibilities. We need to walk through that and make these things happen. So, little things to start with, practical things. Okay, let's not talk in big platitudes, let's talk in practical things. first of all, you got to start at ground zero. Take care of your health and your well-being. Take care of your immediate circles and your families. Line up and build up your communities that are around you. Find whoever is like-minded around you, even if it's one person, two people, doesn't matter. Whatever is there that's around you, find and strengthen those people. Help each other. Watch out for each other. Build up each other. You know, build that. You know the reason that they freak out when people get together in protests and rallies is because it shows how many people have not signed on to their agenda. It shows how many people, huge swaths of people that are opposed to what they're trying to do. And they don't want people to see that. They want to roll the numbers back on your YouTube. They want to shut down your sites, shut down your conversations, and make you think like you're the only one out there. You're not. You are part of a huge swath of humanity that is choosing to be who they were, who they are, and who they always will be. And not to sell out, and not to give themselves over, and to fight tooth and nail for what's necessary in this moment in time. You're part of them. Take strength. If you're in the United States, where I am right now, by the design of the Most High, then you got to rally here. This is going to be, I believe that a big part of this whole thing is going to happen here. That's why the word was Save America, Change the World. This, we got to do it here. And it's the ripple effect from here is going to resonate throughout. So this is an 8-year-old word now? Takes a little time for these things to sink in, so we've had to say it a lot. Okay. Key states, Florida and Texas. I'm in Texas. But Florida and Texas, these are key places for certain things that are going to happen. So if you're in those places, you're going to have even more on your plate. But this is a good thing. You know, you could be living through an incredibly boring, dull, mundane existence, but that's not your call or our future. We are here in an incredible time doing incredible things. And listen, don't worry about anything. You know, do that peace in front of you. Trust the Most High. Bless each other. Love you guys. All right. Hey, I'm going to get into a better groove here pretty soon. Getting connectivity set up again. All those kind of good things. Love you guys. Bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. All right, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bless you. All right. Bye.